This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, offering a master's program in social work that combines rigorous coursework with field experience. The integrated curriculum develops analytical, leadership, and policy skills essential for effective practice. Applications are open for the early deadline of December 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Commonwealth Edison executives have admitted the power company bribed its way to getting lucrative help from politicians in Springfield. ComEd won approval of two landmark laws in the Illinois Capitol during the eight-year-long bribery scheme. And we, the millions of customers of ComEd, are paying the price. WBEZ investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos looked at the costs of the state's latest corruption scandal. Earlier, he joined midday host Lisa Labas to break down the steep bill.
Hey there, Dan.
Hey, Lisa.
So the federal case against ComEd was announced exactly a week ago. What benefits did ComEd receive in Springfield, and how did all this affect all of us?
Well, Lisa, over the 8 years that this bribery scheme went on, the total amount that we, the customers, are paying for power delivery from ComEd went up more than 30%. And when we talk about who's affected here, ComEd says they serve 4 million homes and businesses in Chicago and across the rest of northern Illinois. During this time frame of the corruption, ComEd's profits surged by more than 50%, according to the state records that we analyzed.
All right, let's back up just a second. When this 2011 law for ComEd went through in Springfield, it was met with some strong opposition, including the governor at the time, Pat Quinn, and he's feeling pretty vindicated about now, isn't he?
Yeah, what happened was then-Governor Quinn vetoed this bill, which is known as Smart Grid, but the legislature was led at that time, as it is now, by House Speaker Mike Madigan. So lawmakers overrode Quinn's veto, and the new law ensured these rate increases for ComEd. My co-author on this story, Dave McKinney, spoke with former Governor Quinn this week, and here's what Quinn had to say now.
Commonwealth Edison has unclean hands, and it cannot stand to benefit to the detriment of the consumers, the people, the customers. The customers are entitled to their money back.
So Quinn told us the legislature should revisit these two pieces of tainted legislation, figure out exactly what they've cost people in this state, and pay them back, that ComEd should pay every one of us back with interest.
All right, and to that point, ComEd agreed to pay a $200 million fine to resolve this case. Are we going to see any of this money?
Well, sorry, Lisa, but the $200 million is going to the United States Treasury, not to the people here in Illinois who are ComEd's customers. And that fine, by the way, was about $40 million less than the minimum that the sentencing guidelines in this case called for. ComEd also got away with not having an independent monitor of their ethics going forward. They just have to police themselves and report back to the feds. And even those monitoring reports will not be made public under this agreement. But ComEd got this discount on the fine and got this agreement because it is cooperating with a federal probe. And the feds tell us that their investigation is ongoing.
All right, Dan, so what's next in the investigation? What does ComEd have to say about what you found out?
We can't be sure what the feds will do next, of course, but what we do know is ComEd has admitted that the scheme was intended to win favor with someone who's described in the documents as public official A, and that's a clear reference to Mike Madigan. It was Mike Madigan's allies who secretly were paid by ComEd as ghost consultants, you know, doing little or no work as part of this bribery scheme. Madigan has not been charged, and he denies he's done anything wrong. As for these two laws, ComEd's parent company sent us a statement, and they said the laws are, quote, good public policy. You know, the power company says that because of these laws, they've become more reliable and more energy efficient. But clearly, they want to keep what they've gained in Springfield over the past decade.
That's WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos speaking with WBEZ's Lisa Labas. You're listening to 91.5 FM WBEZ. We're Chicago's NPR news station.